There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a really, really scary headline. They say sleeping pills could treble the risk of lung cancer. Why the hell lung cancer? And why the hell are they using the word treble? I guess it's a word for triples. Study of nearly 30,000 people found to use sleeping tablets like your benzodiazepines, your Z hypnotics, which we'll talk about, can raise the risk of all cancers. It says lung cancer. Now, they say 5% of us in the United States take these medications. 5% of us. That, I think, is a very big underestimation. Since the number one drug asked for in my office is not the Z-Pak, it's not Viagra, it's Xanax. That's what people want. So they looked at 30,000 people. And they revealed the rate that it raises the risk of cancerous growths in the mouth, the nose, and also the windpipe. They say the more sleep medication a person takes and the longer they are on them, the greater the danger. If you take sleeping pills at least twice a week, you are nearly 2.5 times more likely to develop cancer of the airways than non-users. And in those using the drugs for 3 years or more, the risk appears to treble. Right, I'm more about the base, but I guess treble. This 20-year study involves scientists from Norway, Finland, and the UK, and is thought to be the largest to highlight cancer risk from using these medicinal sleep aids. So, we're looking at the benzodiazepines, we're looking at the Z hypnotics. Okay, so basically, your benzos are your Xanax, your Valium, your Clonopin, your Ativan. Your Z hypnotics are your Zolpidem, Zolpicone. So basically like your Ambiens. I gotta see if they also studied Lunesta, etc. They say in the U.S. as of 2008, a study found that 5.2% of American adults are popping these medications to sleep. Alright, but we really don't hear about issues with cancer. We do know that benzodiazepines have been linked to Alzheimer's. You guys knew about that, right? And in 2013, scientists warned that people taking Ambien could increase the risk of heart attacks by up to 50%. Now, why? What the hell could be going on? Well, the heart thing, I'm wondering, okay? Because, get this, okay? You're having trouble sleeping. You're overweight. You start cutting off your air supply in your sleep. When you're not sedated, you wake up. So people with sleep apnea will wake up. They're like, okay, and they'll wake up and they'll get air. But when you're sedated and that Ambien keeps you asleep no matter how low your oxygen goes, then boom, you could have a heart attack. That's what I'm wondering is going on there. But why cancer? Well, is it because people on sleeping pills sleep more? Now remember, you know, the less you sleep, the more at risk of cancer you are. So now what the hell do they want? We're sleeping better and we're going to get cancer? Maybe it's because you are more, I guess, susceptible to getting infection that would sit there and then, I guess, fester. Maybe a lot of you guys smoke, and a lot of you who smoke need a sleeping pill. Therefore, ergo, you treble. I'm trying to use all this British terminology, if I'm using the proper terminology. Ergo, you can then end up getting cancer. I don't know. But that stinks because a lot of us are now taking sleeping medications. You know, I understandably so. So we come home, okay, and, you know, we used to in the olden days, right, you know, cook dinner, have a conversation with the kids. Yeah, maybe we'd yell. would probably get our beatings, you know, as kids. And then would have to help mom clean up. We'd clean up, and then we'd have to do our homework and go to bed. Yeah, maybe the Dukes of Hazzard was on, but other than that, you know, we had to go to bed at a certain time. Okay, mom and dad would read. You know, dad would sit in his chair. Maybe he'd watch some TV. Maybe he'd sit there and read, have a small light, then get tired and go to sleep. My parents weren't drinkers, so I don't know how they fell asleep. Okay, sex, I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. Okay, nowadays, we're like, okay, I'm going to watch Orange is the New Black. Then I got to watch another episode of Game of Thrones. I want to hit Deadliest Catch. I got to catch up on my Vikings. Oh, wait, let me go back to Facebook. Let me go back to Twitter. Now you're trying to go to bed, and you're getting texts, and you're getting beeps, and you're getting pokes, etc. And then you try to fall asleep, and you find out, okay, it's already midnight, and I got to get up at 5 in the morning. So you go, you know what, the hell with that? I'm just going to pop an Ambien. So the other thing I wonder is it the habit? Is it the fact that your body isn't relaxing right? Okay, when you have to fall asleep, you have to go through this process of letting your body relax, you know, and just kind of, kind of meditate type thing. You got to go through a ritual to get your body to relax. My ritual is I shut the computer off and then I start to yawn. I always yawn and I shut the computer off. Then I go and I take a hot shower. Even though I take a shower in the mornings also, I have to take a hot shower before I go to bed or I won't sleep. So I take a hot shower. Sometimes the cats come over and watch, and then I yell at them, get your stupid tissues out of here. I need privacy. I yell at them, and then I have to calm down again, take my hot shower. Then I get out of the shower, but I wear a shower cap because I don't want to go to bed with wet hair because I wash my hair in the morning. So then I get all cuddly. I get into something where I'll be a little on the cold side because if I'm too hot, I'm not going to sleep. And now I'm a little cold. Okay, because I just got out of the shower, and I'm wearing something that's kind of like not sexy, but thinner. No polyester, okay, because you don't want to sweat. Okay, then I brush my teeth, and then, of course, the cats are in my bed laying there, right? And like, you know, move your tissues, I'm trying to sleep. Then the cats move, and then I set the alarm, and then I check half a dozen tweets and Facebook posts, and I want to see if anybody liked the Facebook post that I put before I went to bed. I see nobody liked it, I get mad, decide to stop it, shut everything down. Then I realize I'm too mad and I have to go back and take another hot shower. And then I go take another hot shower and the whole cycle happens again. Okay, by now it's about midnight. I get into bed. I'm getting all cuddly. And then all of a sudden I hear next to me, well, it's my husband snoring. And I'm like, damn it. So then what I do is I either move to another side of the house or more often than not, I just kick him. So I wake my husband up and he's like, oh, what? And I go, nothing. And then I go back to sleep. And then he goes back to sleep, and then I wake up a few hours later. Right? No wonder we get cancer. Right? It's stressful. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you guys have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you pick my show means you really need more choices. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Okay, so they finally have decided what they're going to do with putting a woman on currency. And they are going to put a woman on the $10 bill. So the Treasury announced that there's going to be a portrait of a woman on the $10 bill, but they are going to probably share the space with Alexander Hamilton, who was one of the founding fathers. Okay? And I guess Alexander Hamilton is on the $10 bill. George Washington is on the $1 bill. Treasury Secretary Jacob L. Lew, I guess, who by law is one that makes the selection of an honoree, will disclose his choice by the end of the year. The new note will appear in 2020, which is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. The only criterion under law is that the chosen person has to be dead. But that's, you know, listen, I do. I'd love to be famous. I would love to be famous and imagine being able to be on, but no, not that bad, okay? I don't, you know, and really the $10 bill, I would rather be on a C-note or something like that. I honestly, you know, no, or a $1,000 bill. Do that. But nobody really uses the $1,000 bill. So, yeah, no. Eh. So it has to be somebody who died. And so a lot of people think it's going to be Harriet Tubman, who's been the top choice. Putting a woman on paper notes is going to be obviously a huge honor. Susan B. Anthony was on Silver Dollars from 1979 to 1981, and then again in 1999, Sacagawea, Shoshone Guide for the Lewis and Clark Expedition. She was on gold-colored dollared coins from 2000. Both coins were often confused with quarters. They were also unpopular, and production of them stopped. Now, the face of the bills have not changed since 1929, when they had Andrew Jackson replace Grover Cleveland on the $20 note. So, I guess basic currency designs right now, you know, we don't really change the presidents that much or our founding fathers, but they will redesign every decade or so to deter counterfeiting. All right, so some of you like are like, you know, really, what's a big deal? Some of you are like, all right, well, yay, but you know, and I'm a little frustrated about how this went down, okay? Because I think the more we try to progress, the more we get thrown back a couple decades. So when this conversation came out, we need a woman on the bill. We need a woman on money, because everybody's discriminating against women. We need to, you know, and you know, it to me, it puts us back, all right, a few decades and all the progress we've made. Okay, I understand that we're not making new bills, so yeah, we're gonna have to go and rip somebody off one of the other dollar bills. I get how, unfortunately, that's the way the situation has to be. But it just kind of came about so violent, and it didn't have to be. I guess the original people that suggested it is, I think, a 2020 club or something like that. They were kind of nice about it, you know, but it started to get so, you know, kind of politicized and passionate, where if you weren't for it, you would look anti-woman. And I don't want that. I don't want to legislate out of fear. I don't want to make changes out of you know fear or whatever. So what's going to happen is they're going to throw a woman onto a $10 bill that, you know, already has Alexander kind of force the portrait on there, even though, yes, there are women deserving to be on money. It's just, it seems forced, it seems coerced, and I think it makes women look bad, you know? And they're also going to there's a lot of push that it needs to be somebody who isn't white, because everybody on our currency is white. We need to have somebody that isn't white. All right. It does make sense to honor, all right, people who did so much to build this country. So Harriet Tubman, absolutely a great choice. But again, doesn't that insult you when, you know, they're like, all right, well, we got to pick somebody black. You know, and it's like, okay, wait a second. Pick somebody who's deserving. And luck of the draw, the person we picked was black or was a woman. See, if the conversation started with this, guys, okay, let's kind of update the money. Okay, yeah, we've had some founding fathers, but we've had a lot of other people very, very influential, okay? You know, very, very influential, like Martin Luther King, et cetera, very influential. Do we want to start, you know, do we want to every 10 years kind of add somebody that was influential? And then it happens to be a woman. That, to me, is so much more honorable. And then, you know, we don't have a woman on the money. Yeah, we don't have a woman. Everybody's getting mad. We got to put a woman on the money. And then it looks like it was forced, and is the only reason why she's on there is because we had to scream there was no woman on there. You see what I mean? Why does it even have to be like that? So now that whole conversation is out there, it is. You know, Barack Obama's win could have possibly been taken more in a positive light if it wasn't pushed, we have to have a black president. Alright? Was he the best contender in the race? Was he a better candidate than Hillary Clinton? And if he was a better candidate than Hillary Clinton, yes, he was a better candidate, and he just happens to be black. And yes, now we have a black president. Instead, the whole world thought that he got elected because he was black. That's what's happening to a lot of women and a lot of minorities still in this country. All right? You know, when colleges take them or scholarships are given or certain officers are being given, all right, everybody is assuming it's because they were a woman or they were a minority. And it really defeats the purpose. You know, I can't think of how many of my friends who are demographics or races other than white say, I can't stand it. People think I got this job because I'm black or I'm Latina or I'm whatever. You know? And it's frustrating. Okay, I don't want to think that I got where I was today because I was a woman. I don't want to think that. I want to think it's because I deserved it. That I was able to compete, and I was a better choice. Now, mind you, okay, there are benefits to hiring a diversified staff or having a diversified cabinet, etc. You know, a lot of employers out there are really looking for bilingual. And if the average Caucasian or the average African-American does not speak Spanish, but the average Latina is, then the Latina or Latino is going to get the job. All right? So you're seeing a lot more of the Hispanic demographic not get hired because it's politically correct to hire a Hispanic or a Puerto Rican or Cuban, but they're getting hired because they have skills. And their skills are they speak another language. So for the Mexican or the Hispanic or the Latino applicant, many of them are getting the job because of their merits. And so they're not having the same discussions that we women or people of minority are having. And it's, I don't know. So, you know, yeah, I think it's cool that we're going to have a woman on money. I just really hate the way this had to go down because it looks forced. They had to pick a woman, right? They're feeling like they have to pick a minority. So, I mean, Harriet Tubman should have been a choice anyway. But unfortunately, that's how things get done in this country. We have to bring it to people's attention that stuff's not being done. Just like what happened with the Viagra, the women's quote-unquote Viagra. We have a medicine that's nothing like Viagra that possibly could raise sex drive. And the FDA didn't approve it twice because it didn't really think it passed the qualifications to be a drug out there. Well, then, you know, people started yelling and screaming, saying there's discrimination against women, so they passed it. All right. Now, I don't know much about the drug. I don't know if it really, really works. I don't know if there's a lot of side effects. But what I do know is we had a drug rushed through because people were saying the FDA was anti-woman. So now, let's see what happens. Okay? And again, I mean, there's lots of medicines out there for women. We got lots of birth control. We have estrogen. We have migraine medicine. There's a lot of medicines out there for women. So I don't think I have to accuse the FDA of being sexist or racist yet from what I see. But I'd like to know more about why it was rejected. And if it was rejected for any other reason than what it should have been, then yeah, maybe there's a case. But, you know, don't do me as a woman any favors. Okay? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. You know, every now and then you got some jerk off that really messes things up for the system. And when people fraudulently bill Medicare, I get so gosh darn ticked. Because that's one of the reasons why we have such a complete cluster of a healthcare system right now. Because somebody was greedy and it just messed everything up for the rest of us. So here we have, apparently the government cracked down and have fined or charged 243 people for Medicare fraud, totaling $712 million in false billings. Billings. This is according to an announcement made on Thursday by Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell. The charges came following a nationwide sweep led by the Medicare Fraud Strike Force in 17 districts. The charges included 46 doctors, nurses, and other licensed medical professionals for their alleged participation in Medicare fraud schemes involving approximately $712 million in false billings. This coordinated takedown is the largest such crackdown in the Medicare Fraud Strike Force's history in the number of defendants charged and the loss amount. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also suspended a number of providers as a result of this sweeping find. All right, so you know, what does that mean for you and I? Okay, well, you know, it means we were cheated out of a lot of money, okay, if that's what happened. I'd like to find out what exactly the scheme was. So they're saying here that the defendants charged include doctors, patients, patient recruiters, home health care providers, pharmacy owners, and others. They billed for equipment that wasn't provided, for care that wasn't needed, and for services that weren't rendered. In the days ahead, the Department of Justice will continue our focus on preventing wrongdoing and prosecuting those whose criminal activity drives up medical costs and jeopardizes the system that our citizens trust with their lives. We are prepared, according to Attorney General Lynch, and I am personally determined to continue working with our federal, state, and local partners to bring about the vital progress that all Americans deserve. All right, so who would be an idiot out there to actually tell the government to pay for something that you didn't do or you didn't give? So, like, for example, you said you gave the patient crutches. You billed for it, okay? And the patient said, but you never gave me the crutches. Now, what a lot of doctors do, because, you know, I know a lot of doctors will read this and go, wait a second, how do I, you know, protect myself? I'm actually giving somebody the crutches. Okay, I'm actually giving somebody the service. I had an issue like that where a patient tried to claim I never did the service. You know, I told you about that. It was at the end of a work day. She's banging on the glass door saying she has a vaginal infection. She needs help. Please, please, please open the door. So we let her in. We took care of her after hours. We sent the culture to the lab. Took care of her. I think she had a deductible or some remaining amount. When we sent her a bill, she decides to tell the insurance company that I never saw her. And I never even did an exam. And I tell the insurance company, but you see the vaginal culture. Didn't you guys pay to do the vaginal culture? Oh, all right. Well, duh. I mean, how else would a vaginal culture have gotten to you? So, you know, I always get a little nervous when you have somebody say that, you know, they didn't receive the service. All right? Because, I mean, but there's proof. Okay? You have a nurse to triage. You have the check-in. You know, you have to either sign a clipboard or you have to sign a piece of paper saying you're there. There's a, I mean, you know, not receiving a supply. Whenever you give a supply, a lot of the supplies have stickers with the code on it. So what you do is you give the box with the supply will not have the sticker on it, and the sticker will be on the super bill, and then that super bill gets billed. All right? But I'm hoping that Medicare is going after, you know, the true fraud, you know, and not the, well, the patient said they didn't get the supply, and you said you did give the supply. And then, you know, does the doctor need a camera? You know, like a picture, like a selfie, I'm handing the supply to the patient. Now, you know, you hear a lot of cases where Medicare comes in, and, you know, there's a doctor in town, he said, you know, Medicare came in, they saw my notes. They saw I saw the patient. The patient agreed I saw him. But they said I billed it wrong. I should have billed it a nurse visit and not a doctor visit. I should have billed it a level one. Like, what are you talking about? I'm the doctor. So, you know, every now and then you get that kind of stuff going on. Those horror stories really freak doctors out, which is why a lot of doctors are like, you know what, tell with this. I'll just stay away from Medicare. Last thing I want is to be accused of something with Medicare that I didn't do. But when you have people that are really doing that, going, look, we can bill Medicare, they won't find out. Of course they're going to find out. What kind of an idiot would do that? So how do you as a patient protect yourself from that? Okay, well, make sure you have good, very, very good communication with the office and the doctor. The big problem I see with my patients is they forget. So I go, look, I want you to take your vitamin D. You'll either print them discharge instructions or I'll write it out on a prescription. You're going to take your medicine. You're going to come back. I dressed your wound. Okay, you see how I dressed it up? You see how I put the bandage on and things like that? Here's some extra bandages. Go take them. Don't pay for them. Make sure you dress the wound. Come back. You know, they'll come back, and they're like, you never told me to come back. I'm like, of course I told you to come back. Duh. You know, and so, you know, you want to make sure you have the instructions. A lot of the written instructions you guys get, you lose. You know, I had another patient yesterday saying, sorry, doc, all the prescriptions you gave me, I lost. Like, how do you lose them? And so, you know, I think what we're going to start to see, which is really interesting, is, you know, as this Skype medicine and this telemedicine starts to evolve, and we start to see, you know, a lot of people complaining, gosh, you know, I got to see my doctor on video or through an internet, there's lack of safety, et cetera. On the flip side, we may be forced to do that. Because then, if that's videotaped, there's the proof. I told you to follow up. Okay? I told you not to wear a tampon if you're going to use tampons over 8 hours. I told you not to do this. Here it is on tape. And just like with police officers, you know, some of the police officers are actually welcoming the video cams because then they have the proof that they did their job correctly. And so it's a shame that it has to get to that. So your job is to make sure you understand the instructions, okay? And look at the bill. You get a copy of your explanation of benefits. When the insurance pays, you get a copy. One of you, actually many of you have written me, going, it says surgical tray on my doctor's EOB, but he didn't do surgery. Why does it say surgical tray? Well, because if he dressed your wound, or if he did a pap smear, or if he used, I don't know, fluorescein or something, or he used some products to evaluate you, sometimes the insurance company changes that code. They have categories. So they throw it under a surgery tray, even though you didn't have surgery. But ask the doctor. Ask them, what was this surgery tray? Yeah, well, when we did the pap smear, you had the disposable speculum, we have the KY, we have this, we have this. Rather than a pap smear tray, it looks like your insurance doesn't have that in their system. They only call it that. All right, but have some explanation. You have every right to know what the doctor is charging your insurance company. You have every right to know. So ask. Next time you see the doctor, bring in your bill. Go, so what is this? What is this? What is this? You know, what is this radiology? I went to the radiology for my mammogram. Yeah, but remember you had an ankle x-ray. Oh, was it that day? Yeah, it was that day. You know, and here's the copy of your ankle x-ray, so you have it. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people get confused. That's okay. I get confused too. I just got a text from my Verizon saying my usage is almost up. I'm like, are you kidding me? How the hell has my usage been up? This makes no sense. And so, I know. Maybe my usage is up because I talk too much. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak. speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so BoobTube. You know, a lot of us, you know, we go, well, I'm just going to go home and watch BoobTube. And a lot of you guys are like, what the hell does that mean? Well, I guess BoobTube was a term that came out in the 70s. Another term for, like, television. Well, now we actually have a literal BoobTube. Apparently, there is a lab-grown boob. Or mammary glands have been now created using cells donated after breast reduction operations. And they are able to now make mammary tissue in the lab so that they could try to practice cancer treatments and other sorts of drugs on the mammary tissue. Now, during puberty, the mammary gland forms a huge network of milk ducts. I got a whole cow factory, honestly, with me, but that's another story, that are repeatedly reshaped throughout a woman's life to allow her to provide milk for any children she may have. But the regenerative process that enables this to happen is not very well understood. So they want to figure out why our boobies do what they do, so that maybe we can understand a little bit more about breast cancer. Christina Scheel at the Helmholtz Center for Health and Environmental Research in Munich and her team took mammary gland cells from donated human tissue and added them to gels made of collagen fibers. This collagen is like connective tissue. The cells then spread out and connected to these fibers that were pulling on them. This generated a physical force that enabled the cells to grow into a new mammary gland network inside the petri dish. I'm looking at a little picture. It's really pretty. So they want to model breast cancer using their tool and test cancer treatments. That would be pretty cool. They say if you want to repair a broken car, you have to know how it works. Breast cancer is essentially out of control development. The tool is already shedding light. When they used more rigid types of collagen gels, they found the cells grew in a way that resembled tumor development. And breast cancer is known to be linked with stiffer connective tissue. All right, which is another reason why maybe we see breast cancer with age, as opposed to younger women getting it more often. So technically, boob tube could be a real thing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of you guys, while we're talking about boobies, are buying human breast milk online. There's this huge online craze where a lot of fitness communities and whatever, they're like, you know what, drink the breast milk, it's healthy. Writing in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine, specialists say, what? There's little evidence to support claims that this breast milk that is being traded via websites is healthy. All right? We don't know if it's a superfood. We know breast milk is good for kids, you know, babies. But we don't know if it's too fattening for the adult. They say it helps with erectile dysfunction. Well, I bet if that's where somebody's getting his milk, I mean, I'm sure the act is enough to, you know, refunction that. And they said it also helps with cancer, but we really don't have any clinical proof yet. Experts are warning, on the other hand, that your raw, unpasteurized human breast milk that's bought online could unfortunately transmit HIV. It could transmit syphilis. It could transmit hepatitis and other infectious diseases. So they say maybe you should just kind of eat a well, healthy, balanced diet. Nutritionally, there is less protein in human breast milk than other milks like cow milks. So if you're doing it for protein, probably not happening. You know, and maybe it's just, well, you know, because you think it's natural, maybe because you think there's no GMOs, you know, it's not a cow where, you know, you're a cow that was not grass-fed, something like that. I don't know. All right, you guys know more than I. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, it's summertime, and a lot of us in the summer are pretty excited about the summer eats. All right, well, apparently there's a bunch of summer foods out there that are really, 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 really bad. Really, really bad for us. And can really, really cause us to pack on the pounds. So, for example, hot dogs. Hot dogs, the average hot dog contains 250 calories. But they say if you eat a bacon roll, it has about 120 calories. I'm not a big bacon fan. I don't like the taste. But I guess they said maybe swap for that. Frozen drinks like daiquiris and margaritas. This is when everybody likes to, you know, pretend they're going to the tropics and, you know, sitting out by the pool and having their margarita. And I got to tell you, I like that. I like doing like a lava flow, you know, where it's part pina colada, part strawberry daiquiri. But they can really pack on the calories because of the sugar, the juice, the syrup, etc. So they say maybe go for more of a gin and tonic. I don't know. I don't really like to talk about alcohol or tell you guys what to drink, all right? Drink responsibly. Ice cream sundaes. Summertime, people love to get the ice cream sundaes. I like to have the strawberry topping on my chocolate ice cream with a bunch of chocolate syrup and some raspberry syrup and a bunch of chocolate chips on there. No. They say try to go for sorbet or frozen yogurt. That'll give you at least 200 calories less. Chips and dip. A lot of us love to eat chips and dip. See, I don't really eat a lot of this stuff throughout the year. That's what sucks. I don't even eat this stuff. So they say instead of going for chips and dips, maybe do homemade baked sweet potato wedges with some low-fat hummus. Hummus makes me fart, so I can't really eat hummus, but they're right, it is lower fat. Don't eat potato salad, but why don't you have a brown rice salad with lemon juice and olive oil? That also will make you poop pretty good. A lot of you guys like fried chicken wings. You know, you'll sit outside by the pool and eat fried chicken wings. They say, don't do that. Have grilled chicken kebabs. See, they're really, really pushing the Mediterranean food. Grilled chicken kebabs, pretty yummy. Pre-made smoothies are bad, but what if you make your own smoothie? If you make your own smoothie, you pick your fruit, maybe you'll have less sugar in them. So try that. Frozen coffee drinks, not good, high in calories, but they say, what if you change it to iced coffee or latte? I don't drink that, so I don't care about it. Craft beer, go instead for light beer. Anything else they say? A lot of times for brunch, you'll wake up and you'll go downstairs. If there's a breakfast buffet and eat your pancakes and your waffles and your muffins, etc. Instead, they said, why don't you go for the eggs, the bacon, the tomatoes, and asparagus? You know, maybe even some salmon like lox, etc. Slushies I love. One of the things I love that McDonald's does is they have that strawberry lemonade. OMG. Really yummy stuff. So the strawberry lemonade is kind of like a slushy. Not good, okay? So make homemade lemonade, make low-sugar smoothies, that kind of thing. All right, and, of course, try and burn it off. A lot of us go, well, we'll sweat it off. Now, speaking of sweating, NBC's Brian Williams is back on the job, but he's going to have a different role. The 56-year-old host and chief anchor of NBC Nightly News was suspended back in February for exaggerating his experiences from 2003. He is going to join the network's cable news channel at MSNBC later this year, and I'm not really sure what he's going to do. Apparently, I guess he exaggerated a story from the time he was covering the invasion of Iraq. He apologized for his false claims that he was on a U.S. Army helicopter that was shot down during the 2003 invasion. He had recounted his story for several years. And then another faulty story surfaced, but we won't rehash that. But, guys, be careful. Things will haunt you. Something you did 15 years ago or something you said years ago. Not good. It's going to come back. Our U.S. birth rate is rising again for the first time in 7 years. Maybe some people are feeling that the recession isn't bad, and they're like, you know what, I can't wait any longer, I'm going to have kids. But they said 3,985,924 babies were born last year at a birth rate that was 1% higher than the 2013 rate. That means 53,700 more babies were born in 2014 than the previous year. Maybe it's because of a better economy. Maybe it's because people are like, I can't wait any longer. You know, I'm getting older. So we're also seeing less unmarried women give birth and more married women give birth. So that's kind of interesting. And we're seeing more people in their 40s having babies, too. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCS-ELLY.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We, the
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.